This is Daim Shahbaz Chessfrom. We're in New York City for the 2016 World Championship chess match between Magnus Carlsen and Sergei Karjakin. We just finished game 10. Magnus Carlsen just won a very dramatic game. Lots of the games have been very fiercely contested. So the match is tied 1-1. And we have two more games left, so it's going to be very intense. It's a very spirited environment. I have one of the volunteers here. His name is Bruce Mumbayiwa, and he is has been here the whole time, and he was also one of the organizers of the Millionaire Chess, the third edition. So first, I'd like to ask Bruce, can you kind of give us a little bit about yourself and where you come from?
Okay, I come from Zimbabwe. I work in South Africa, and my role at Millionaire Chess is an operations manager. So I've been working most of the time since March. I was working virtually from South Africa, and then in October I came for the Millionaire Chess Open, which ended on the 10th. So yeah, I'm now here working as a volunteer for the World Chess Championship.
So how long are you here in the States before you go back?
I'm probably going to be in the States, I think, until end of December. I'm playing, hopefully, in one big tournament before. I was playing in the Marshall small tournaments, and I thought, you know, I need to play one big open tournament before I go back. So we're looking at around end of December.
So you've been over here for quite some time. So what's your role back at home? What do you do back at home?
Back at home, what I was actually doing is a role with Millionaire Chess. But as you know, with the situation with Millionaire Chess, we basically need a sponsor before we can, you know, have another tournament. So at the moment, you know, I'm pretty much looking for opportunities that can fill that void. Okay. That will come about, you know, as a result of, you know, we might have another Millionaire Chess Open tournament. We might not. Yeah.
So what was your experience at Millionaire Chess? I know it was, it did not quite meet the expectations, but it was very well organized, and I know at least from that standpoint it was successful. But what were your overall impressions of the tournament?
It was such an incredible experience, to be honest. I had no idea what it would be like. I'd read about the previous Millionaire Chess tournaments, but for me it was just fantastic. I got to meet so many players. I spoke to so many people who really enjoyed the tournament, and for me to be part of that experience with Maurice and Amy, I think words cannot do that experience justice.
And now you're here volunteering for the World Championship, and you've been here the whole time. What are some of your impressions of the tournament, the venue, the match itself, and perhaps whether this will help move chess into the spotlight?
It's been a great experience so far, you know, at the World Chess Championship. I think what I've picked up is most people are supporting Magnus Carlsen, and the expectation was that you'd probably be leading at this point of the match by two or three games, which hasn't been the case. So I've really enjoyed the chess. There's been a lot of work. You know, we've had some days where we're sold out, lots of people, a lot to do. But for me, I've enjoyed the experience. It's been an opportunity to also network with a lot of people from, you know, so many parts of the world. It's been a great experience, and the venue is great. I think maybe on the days when we've been sold out, I've realized that maybe the venue could have been, you know, a little bigger. But I think this will definitely, you know, definitely take chess, you know, in the right direction. I'm very encouraged by what I've seen here.
Well, I have just kind of a personal question, and maybe you don't want to answer this, maybe you do. But who did you find was your personal pick or your favorite? Were you choosing Carlsen or Karjakin?
Okay, so before this match, I would regard myself as a Carlsen supporter. But from what I've seen so far, I would like Sergei Karjakin to win the match, because I believe that Magnus Carlsen is not in his best form right now. We've seen some games where Magnus, at his peak, could have won those games, but that hasn't happened. And I feel that Magnus, maybe he hasn't prepared enough for this match, or he's just had too many activities. If you look at all the chess that he has played this year, I think it's been an incredible amount of chess for somebody who's defending their title. So I think it could add more intrigue and interest to the chess world if we have a new champion, because I think it will actually reinvigorate Magnus, you know, energize him and get him back into, you know, top form, basically. So I'm basically rooting for Kariakin to win.
Well, we have two more games. We have a rest day tomorrow and then the finale. So if the last two games are drawn, there will be a very dramatic tiebreak. And we may have a new champion, or we may have the incumbent to continue on as champion. But nevertheless, it's been a wonderful day of chess. And hopefully, after the rest day, we'll see an exciting finale.
I'm sure we will.
So thank you for your time, and safe travels back to South Africa.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. This is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off.